Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is the show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Your hair looks pretty today.
Thank you. I like your beanie.
Thank you. Why'd you laugh? You curled it. It looks good.
Well, I didn't finish. So life goes on.
I didn't notice that you didn't finish. You want to give us the holidays of today? We can just jump right in.
I am so ready.
Go for it.
Okay. Monday, today. Well, International Monkey Day.
Monkeys? Those were my favorite animals when I was a kid.
You were my little monkey. You climbed everything.
I loved monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Tuesday's the Bill of Rights Day.
I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. I don't know that song. Everyone memorized that song. I
never heard it. Never heard
You've
it.
You've never heard of I'm Just a Bill?
Never heard it.
I'm gonna find it and send it to you. It's long.
You want else? They want to know what else it is?
Yes.
International Tea Day. That's on Tuesday.
But not iced tea, just tea? Did you just spill on yourself? Mom!
It's also Wear Your Pearl Day.
Wait, I want to talk about tea more.
Tea is so good. It can be hot or cold. It can be any kind of tea. It's just
tea
day.
In general. I love tea.
Tea's good.
I'm like, it's obviously not my favorite drink, but at the end of the night, I always crave coffee. And so instead, I trick myself by drinking tea, non-caffeinated, because I have to go to bed.
Does it really trick your mouth? No.
No, well, it's just like that feeling of I want to like hold a warm mug. Because I don't know, for some reason.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, I don't drink hot chocolate. And also, that's like too sugary, but before bed?
Oh, true.
So tea is a nice substitute. True. Anyway, continue.
True. It's also Wear Your Pearls Day. The reason, let me tell you, it reminds us that out of the many tragedies and trials of life, beauty is often created. So you have this speck of sand in a mollusk, and then it turns into a beautiful pearl.
Oh.
So it's a metaphor type thing.
I thought you were going to be analogy. Like, even though the world is ugly, we could still wear pearls. I'm like, oh, a lot of people don't.
Our pearls.
A lot of people don't own pearls if they're like, life sucks. So, okay.
No. Even pretend ones. Wear a pretend one. Anyway.
Okay. I get it.
Wednesday's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Fantastic.
Just cover everything in chocolate and you'll be happy.
I remember I think it was for a Christmas cookie party. We had just a chocolate fountain and just had a bunch of stuff to dip in chocolate. Why is this so much fun?
It is just fun.
It's so much.
I don't know where that went. Where did that go?
I don't know. Probably broke. It wasn't like a fancy thing. It was like.
No, but man, I want it now. Just set up.
Just
for the day. And then just stick everything in that dark chocolate. And it's Christmas time. I can do that.
You can do that anytime. It doesn't have to be Christmas time.
That's right.
Okay, so Bailey got an infection from a bee sting and had to go to the ER. And I was like, oh, that's scary. She's like a kid, so I'm going to send her some chocolate-covered strawberries. And I made sure to get just strawberries because like all of their – I went to edible arrangements, and all of them have pineapple in it, and Jessica's allergic to pineapple. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get her chocolate-covered strawberries, not like a huge bouquet of fruit. And they called me the day it was supposed to be delivered, edible arrangements day. They're like, we ran out of things to dip in chocolate. And I was like, what? Because I got her, it was a strawberry, chocolate covered strawberries. And then inside was graham crackers dipped in chocolate and bananas dipped in chocolate and some like, and a Reese's cup dipped in extra chocolate. So it was like just a lot of chocolate. And they're like, yeah, we ran out of all the middle stuff. I was like, so do you have like bananas or something you could dip in chocolate? And they're like, no. I was like, you only have strawberries at edible arrangements. You only have strawberries. Like, yeah. So instead, we could do a smaller strawberry box and then put a nice wrapping around it. I was like, no, just give me extra strawberries. What are you doing? How does edible arrangements run out of stuff to dip in chocolate? I don't understand.
I don't know. Find some pretzels. Do something.
Go to the store. Just grab a bag of pretzels. Like, it's not that hard. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Continue.
There was a restaurant that we used to go to, and sometimes they would run out of a certain thing. So they just run to the grocery store, which was right behind them, pick it up and bring it back.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not that hard. Thursday. Maple syrup day.
I love maple syrup.
Mm, it's good.
I used to not like maple syrup.
Okay.
What?
Because we got the fake, or did you finally taste real maple syrup?
Oh, I didn't. I haven't tasted the kind that. What did we used to get? Mrs. Butterworth's?
Mrs. Butterworth's.
Mrs. Butterworth's. I haven't had that in a very long time. I think I just didn't like it. It's the reason I didn't like pancakes very much. I liked IHOP because they had the flavored ones.
Yes.
But just straight up maple syrup, I didn't like. And then now as an adult, I'm very much in love with it. And I get the fancy kind.
Fancy kind. It's good. Fancy kind is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. It's also Wright Brothers Day. Good old Orville and Wilbur Wright, the guys who made their plane and flew it for the first time. Okay.
The whole time I was thinking, I think they're the plane guys, but I don't want to say that and be an idiot. Okay.
And speaking of flight, I just read that NASA hired or chose 18 astronauts to be in training for the next trip to the moon. And I think it's 2024, and 9 of them are women. I'm so excited. We're going back to the moon again.
So cool that we can do that. So great for those astronauts. Yay, women. Why do we go to the moon?
Well, they're trying to set up a station that's kind of doing this out there in the wilderness. And then they use
orbit?
Yeah. Okay. And then they're going to use that. And then from there, they go to the moon. It's not as long a flight.
Cute.
Something like that.
But why are we going to the moon?
To explore. It's fun. Outer space.
They're just going for funsies?
Yeah, they do research and things. They're probably wanting to set up life on the moon or something.
That's intense. But
I read stuff and it was really exciting. This is why I don't research things, because then I get really excited about it. Okay. Then this place they're going to have orbiting, you know, like the space station, but okay. Then they can go even further because they rest up there and supplies up there and all that stuff. And then go even further.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I still would like to know.
Artemis
mission. You going to let me ask my question?
Sure. I don't know your answer, but go ahead and ask it.
There are people listening to us who might have answers. Right.
Okay.
So me asking a question isn't necessarily me thinking you have the answer. It's me starting a conversation and hopefully someone else could give us an answer. I'm just wanting to know I know that they're doing research on the moon, but I want to know what they're researching. Is like, is there a form of energy up there? Are they wondering like if there was life on the moon ever? Because I know
think they're setting it up for us to maybe live up there.
Why would we want to live on the moon?
I mean,
because we destroyed this planet.
Yeah, and let's get away from that stuff.
All right. So they're just expanding our possibilities.
I don't know. Maybe it's just exciting.
I'm very excited.
I saw the first moon landing, so it's in me. It's exciting.
Did you though? Did you see the first moon landing?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Continue.
All right. Friday is bake cookie days. Yeah, I'm going to.
What? Wait. Oh, aren't we supposed to do a cookie exchange with Jessica on the 19th?
So that Saturday. We drop off.
So we bake them on that Friday. Did Jessica plan that? Who knows?
I don't know. She's a smart cookie, so. Oh. It's also National Twins Days. Days?
You got to put two because there's two in the twins.
Okay. And also answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
That's a fantastic way to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, just immediately just bombard them with happiness, but then also ask them a random question about themselves.
Yeah, sure. Because Buddy the Elf really wanted to know.
Yeah, he did.
He cared. Saturday is oatmeal muffin day.
Oatmeal muffin? Who has an oatmeal muffin?
I don't know.
Like, I'd like oatmeal cookies. Know. And
well, maybe I should try that too. Oatmeal muffin.
Why would you mess with a muffin? I don't feel like making it an oatmeal muffin would improve it.
I don't know. You can't knock it till you try it, Rach.
I know, but I'm just wondering, like, who was like, I know what I'm going to do to this muffin. Put oatmeal in it.
I have a muffin that I put oatmeal in. It's got all kinds of good things. It's called a Morning Glory muffin. It's really good. Really good.
So you've had an oatmeal muffin.
Well, oatmeal's not the main ingredient, so I wouldn't call it an oatmeal muffin. It has oatmeal in it.
Why'd you put oatmeal in it? What is that supposed to do?
Because the recipe said so. Sunday. Sunday is National Wreaths Across America Day. That's a movement to cover all veterans' graves with Christmas wreaths.
Oh, that's cute.
Not wreaths. Wreaths.
Yes, like a Christmas wreath.
Yes. Okay, the other day I called my Christmas wreath a reef. I'm like, it's not a reef.
Like an ocean reef?
Yes.
Mom, you just have new names for things a lot. And we just kind of know what you're talking about and we just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
That wreath is our Christmas tree this year.
You have such a hard time saying wreath.
I do. What's the other word I have a hard time saying? Volvo. And leggings.
Volvo? Leggings. Volvo. And Siri.
Surrey.
It's Siri. There's Siri. No you.
There's not.
Okay. All right. That's it. Then, before we move on to the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. The news for the day. I feel like nothing big happened. A lot of little things happened, but nothing like substantially big in the internet, like internet related. Things happened in the world politically, morally, life, but in the just internet, well, I'm really trying to stick to internet related things. Like the COVID and politics just like weighs on me too much when I talk about them, and that has nothing to do with the internet. So I'm trying to do more internet stuff.
Okay.
Internet related. I opened a P.O. box. Now, you might not think that's internet related, but it's for internet reasons. My mom used to run my P.O. box in Santa Barbara. And during COVID, she was like, can I not? And I was like, yeah. So we shut that down. But a few of you asked me to open one back up, as did my manager. So I was like, okay, so now I have a P.O. box. I'll put the link in the description. So you do not have to send me anything, but sometimes people's love language is gift giving and they feel they cannot express their love unless they've given someone a gift, Mom. So
you're talking about me?
Yes.
Did I send something to your P.O. box? Yes, I did.
Oh my God, Mom, you have my home address. You are allowed to send me things. Okay. Anyway, Mom, you're ridiculous. Flynn had his birthday. That's internet because he's adorable. Some people asked, how was that? It was good. He turned two. He's two, so he didn't really know what was going on, but he had fun because he had a bounce house and cake and got to play with new toys. So he's two. He just was like, this is a cool day, I guess, and then went to bed. Taylor Swift wowed the world by dropping a new album called Evermore just months after her last album. And everyone was like, oh my God, how does she have time to do this? Because she's not touring.
An album or just a record? A single?
An album.
Whoa!
Okay. And guys, if they don't, usually they drop an album and then tour and promote that album for 2 years. So she didn't have to do that. So she could just immediately keep recording. Like, she doesn't have to go on to like different talk shows and perform the song. She doesn't have to do all this other stuff. All she had to do was like drop it and then go back to the recording studio. So honestly, you have to choose between live concerts or more music.
More music.
Yeah, I prefer more music. The Evermore, it's the same vibe as her last one. I feel like that's just her vibe now. She's very much straight away from like the pop mainstream, like blah 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 music. She's writing her feelings, or she's like tells a story through her songs now, which is cute. Apple's iPhones have a texting bug, and I'm glad I read this article because it was happening to me. So it's mainly the newer phones, but some of the older phones are happening where it just doesn't notify you when someone's texted you. And you'll go and you'll look and be like, how did I miss this text message? It's happened to me multiple times.
I did that on my watch, but not on my phone.
Well, it's what you might not happen to you. You have an older phone, right?
I don't know. You gave me your old one.
Yeah, yours is old. Okay. So
it works. I love it.
But yeah, so it's like, you don't have like, it usually pops up on your home screen being like, you have a new text. And then you go and you read it.
It goes ding.
Yeah, that's just not happening sometimes. And it's random. Wow. So you never know if it's going to happen or not. You could be seeing a full conversation with someone and then all of a sudden it like just stops for like one text. It's like, it kept happening to me this week. And I was like, how am I doing this? Because I usually have my AirPods in when I'm doing housework and stuff. And it always notifies me when I have a text message. And so like, I'll miss one. I'm like, how did I miss it?
Okay. That explains a lot.
Oh my God. My mom freaks out if I don't respond in 2 minutes. I was laying brick yesterday.
Well, you didn't tell me in advance. Then I would have known.
Why would I tell you that I'm laying brick?
If you can't get a hold of me, I'm laying brick. But you have a magical watch. You can just go, Mom, I'm laying brick. I can't talk to you right now. Boom.
I am 29 years old.
You are still my baby.
No, I don't like, we get along when we are best friends. We do not get along when you treat me like a child. So why in the world would I just randomly be like, well,
I had a question and I needed that answer now. I think that was it. It's
you
not about
know
you
if I would wear wool.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I wanted you to get a gift. And I go, oh, there's wool on that. I can't get that for her. And then I went, wait, I know she doesn't eat wool, sheep, lamb. But does she wear it? Because they're going to shed it anyway. So yeah, I didn't know as a vegan if you could wear it.
If
so
it's responsibly sourced, it's fine.
Yes. So.
But I literally didn't respond for 5 minutes.
Come on,
she was
TikTok.
Like, Rachel. I was like.
No, it's like, Rachel? It
no.
It wasn't a Rachel.
It was said, did you wear wool? And then within 5 minutes, Rachel.
You put on a mom voice. It was not a mom voice. It was a friend. Rachel?
No. See, you even admit that that's a mom voice and you're a mom.
Because that's not what I said.
That is what you said. I said it in a mom voice.
Well, you got something with wool on it. Okay. And it wouldn't have gotten in time had you not answered me.
Okay.
So you answered me.
I'm just going to start going Colleen's route where she just doesn't respond to anyone for weeks.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, well, if I get yelled at for taking one minute.
I didn't yell at you. I sweetly said, Rachel? I didn't know if you were like lying unconscious somewhere. I had to find out.
Why would I be lying unconscious?
Things happen in life.
You need to take a chill pill.
It was this one time, Rachel. I had to have an answer.
No, every time. Every time I don't respond immediately. Are you okay? What happened? Rachel, are you there? Are you busy? My God. I'll do things. I film. I edit. I have dogs. Changing this.
And a mother.
Well, apparently, well,
who's your
I'm going to start Colleen-ing you if you don't stop.
No! Don't do that. I can't take two of those.
Well, deal with it. In other news, the next generation of sports video games will have subtitles. I didn't know they didn't already have subtitles. How have they gone this long in sports video games without having subtitles?
Oh, is that like Wii Basketball?
Well,
how do you subtitle that?
Because it's not Wii.
Okay, that's the only game I know.
It's like NBA basketball games that they play on like Xbox and PlayStation.
Oh, the serious kind. Gotcha.
Yeah, not like Mario Kart.
Closed caption. Oof. Oh, no, I missed it.
See, with games like that, they usually have like storylines and they'll have announcers.
That would just bother me.
Well.
Like, be quiet. Mute.
Yeah. My mom's the type that makes us mute sport games. So this isn't for you, but
okay. There
you go. I'm glad it's happening. That's a cool step. And YouTube will now remove videos disputing Joe Biden's election victory.
Good.
Good. I'm glad. I have these neighbors who once a week put up a new sign. At first, it was a Trump sign, like pro-Trump. Then they put up a recall Gavin Newsom sign, our governor. And then they put up a peaceful protester sign. And then today they have put up Never Joe.
Never Joe what? Oh, okay.
I don't.
They are entitled to their opinion.
And they are peacefully protesting.
Can display it. That's right.
This neighbor did accuse me of having my dog poop on their lawn and not picking it up, even though the photo they posted of me doing it was me literally picking up the poop. It's whatever. Just you can put up your signs. It's not going to change anything. But what did? What?
Freedom of speech.
Go for it. As long as they are a peaceful protester, you're allowed to protest.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many of you are going to know what O2L is. Do you know what O2L is?
O2, oxygen to love.
Nope,
I don't know.
It stands for Our Second Life. So this was the original Hype House, the original Team 10, the original a bunch of YouTubers living under one roof for content.
Was this in the olden days?
Yeah, this was like 2013, 2014. Okay. It was like 2014.
Is it like real life?
Well, no, it was like they all got together. They all lived in one house. They all had their own separate YouTube channels, but then they all had one YouTube channel and they all had a day they had to post on that channel and they would do videos with each other and they were it. It was the original YouTuber house. And naturally they broke up as they do over the years and they all kind of went different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And now they decided finally, after all these years, they did a live stream for charity all together, which was cute.
Oh, good.
They did that Sunday.
Good.
So I don't know who out there is that knows now, knows who they were then, but you might know them as individuals now, but they were a big thing.
What's the show that Colleen watches all the time? That it's a bunch of people living in a house and then you eliminate them?
Big Brother.
Big Brother. And what was the other one called? Real Life? No.
Survivor?
No, there was one before Big Brother, where a long time ago they all lived in a house and it seemed like they were always going to a bar and getting drunk. Do you remember that? No.
Jersey Shore?
No.
I know what you're talking. The Real World.
The Real World.
That's
is
what
that
it is.
What they were trying to be like?
Or no.
They were just like,
hey, we all do YouTube. Let's collab. Oh, okay. Oh, let's all just live in a house together and collab all the time.
I can't watch those shows. There's too much arguing.
Yeah, well, it's not one of those shows.
Okay.
It's like they would just post normal YouTube videos like we do.
Okay.
Yeah. And then another thing coming back to life is iCarly apparently is getting a reboot. I loved that show.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't read too much into it. It's like what part of the cast is coming back. But I'm excited for it because that's my jam. And, another random thing that happened to me this week. John Cena, he used to be a WWE wrestler. Now he's a actor. He followed me on Twitter, and I'm still trying to figure out why.
Because you're that cool, Rachel.
No, like, I've never interacted. I've never tweeted at him. I just, like, don't know how it happened. We don't have the same fan base or content. I just... Don't know. Exciting news, though.
Tell
Colleen,
me.
You know her.
Yes. Oh, I do.
Is doing a New Year's Eve live stream show.
Yeah.
I know there's no VIP tickets left, but I'm sure there's general admission left because it's a live stream. Can you run out of general admission on a live stream?
No.
Okay.
Unless the server breaks and then you have no one.
Well, you guys shut down the server last show.
Time.
I think they might be a little more prepared this time around.
I think so.
Yeah, that's cute. I told her I'd help if she needed it. So I assume I will pop in, but I don't know. I mean, I'll be in her house most likely just to watch. Oh, but that's
I think
cute.
A lot of those places, like when you went to venues and stuff, underestimated what she does or what she brings. And that's why the server crashed.
Oh, yes. Always. They never expect it.
No.
Yeah. And the VIP stuff, everyone's very confused. And it is weird. I'm confused by it. Because it's weird. How do you do VIP during this? She basically has to do a lot more for herself. But she loves doing it. She's doing Zoom meetings with 10 people at a time. It's going to take her hours. And then another section is doing like basically personalized videos, but basically she's doing cameos, but not on Cameo, for the people. That's going to take hours of her time. So just be patient with her. she explained it to me. She's like, it'll be fine. It'll all work out. I hope the kids like it. You know, she's concerned about you guys, but I'm just thinking like, this is going to take you forever. Like, she's doing so much. I was like, okay, sure. Okay. Are you going to be there for that one, Mom?
Yes. If COVID's not running rampant, yes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Right before this, I was watching a table read of Elf, the cast of Elf. Well, most of the cast. They did a table read to raise money for the Georgia runoff election. If you guys don't know, have you been on the internet? Georgia is having a runoff election to decide more important things because it was like tied and whatnot. So that's in January. So make sure you vote if you live in Georgia. If you don't live in Georgia, just spread the word. So maybe someone from Georgia knows about it. But yeah, it was cute. It was cool. Will Ferrell, Zoe J. Chanel, and the cast that didn't show up, they brought in like famous people to read for them. And it was super cute. So I really liked it. It was just enjoyable. I had it on in the background while I was doing things. And it's just like, that's funny. And then the last bit of news I have, I'm telling you, there wasn't like any big, massive drama, but a last bit of news I have is that the U.S. government, I saw, says Facebook needs to sell Instagram and WhatsApp.
Why?
They broke laws, apparently.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Can't break laws. No. All right, that's all the news I have. Do you have anything to add, Mom?
I have a squirrel that comes to my backyard every day. That's my news. And I feed it little hazelnuts.
That's great.
That's big news for me.
That is so great, Mom.
That is the highlight of my days.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And nobody can get mad at me.
Why would they?
Well, because the crows and the rats don't do the hazelnuts, just the squirrels. It's just one squirrel.
Why would so? Okay. I'm just going to.
Because I'm not attracting rats.
Oh.
And crows aren't taking the nuts and the shells and spreading them everywhere. Just in my yard, she digs in the grass and tries to hide them, or she sits there and eats them all. So I'm the one that has to deal with shells and stepping on them.
Got it.
And I smile picking them up because it's cute.
All right. All right.
You asked. That was the news.
Thank you. I was thinking more like if you saw anything on the internet, like.
No, I was too busy looking at my squirrel.
Got it. Perfect.
And NASA. I saw the NASA thing on the internet.
Okay. You love that NASA stuff.
I do.
But you didn't want any questions with it. Oh, my God.
Oh, and on the 21st, Saturn and Jupiter are supposed to look like one big giant Christmas star. So at twilight, look up, people.
Do it.
And it'll look like they're one, but they're like.
Because I often really look far up apart. At Jupiter. I'm like, there it is.
It's on the 21st. I will remind you.
I Monday, know exactly where in the sky it is.
We look around. It's going to be the brightest star. It's going to look like the star of Christmas. Anyway, we'll have a podcast before then or on that day.
Yes, on that.
But I'm just preparing everyone so they can mark it on their calendar.
Got it. Ready. All right. Okay. Before we move on to a game, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right, the game is Make That Noise. So I'm going to make a noise.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I didn't remind you because I figured I didn't want to stress you out.
I wouldn't have shown up.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So make this noise, Mom.
That's not fair. I don't have a pin. Okay, ready?
With your mouth. Make the noise with your mom. Mom. Mom.
I thought I had to make. Okay.
Good. You did it. I'm going to explain the rules to the game. We
did it now. I forgot.
I make a noise with an object, and my mom has to repeat the noise with her mouth.
I did it.
Good job. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nailed it. You can make a noise. Would you like to make a noise for me?
Oh. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Don't waste your inhaler.
I know, right?
Don't do that.
I don't have anything to make a noise with over here.
Okay, then say something you want me to make a noise of.
Oh, the sound of a squirrel opening a nut. You're me, Rachel. Ooh, yum, this looks good. I'm gonna crack it up.
God. Okay. Make this noise. You nailed it. All right, tell me something to do.
You're putting me. Okay, wait. No, I can't reach anything. Rachel, this is hard.
Just say something. Do it again. I think that was pretty good. All right.
That's pretty good.
You ready?
Yeah, I did not come prepared.
I know you didn't. Hold on.
Nope, that's too high of a sound. Oh, you changed it.
It's not ch.
It is a ch.
It's a.
Oh, there's no. It's not drinking.
Get out of here. Okay, tell me one.
Rachel! Okay, do this. See, it's hard. It's hard to do that. I didn't spit. It's not a spit sound. Okay.
I give up. It's over. All right, let's move on to the questions. Annie asks, are you taking a break from the podcast in January? Yes. So, the 28th will be our last podcast until February 1st. We will start again on February 1st. I am taking January to breathe and catch up on things in my life. December is a crunch time. I'm posting 8 times a week. I'm posting a video 8 times a week. So, with vlogging every day, 2 main channels and the podcast, it is a lot. And I want, my goal is to.
Aren't you posting 9? If you vlog, it's 7 days. Your main channel is 1 day, and then podcast is another day.
Wait, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm doing 10.
10.
Oh my God. I'm posting 10 times. My math was wrong. I'm posting 10 times a week. And then also trying to post on Instagram and TikTok. Love it. I'm not complaining at all. If I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it. But I am exhausted come January.
Yeah.
So I am going to, I'm still going to be posting, obviously, my main channel. I'll still be posting vlogs, not every single day, but I will, I like vlogging. I've been really liking it. So I will be vlogging consistently, but I'm going to attempt to finish my house in January.
Yay!
It is taking me so long, and it's like, cause I always have work, and so I do little projects here and there, and I kind of just want to like.
Big chunk of time.
Yeah. I'm going to just dedicate a bunch of time to my house in January and just get it done because.
Good girl.
It's not going to be super hot. Obviously, it's winter, so I can do things.
Mental note, if you don't answer a text, you're working on your house. I got it.
I'm just going to punch you. Yeah. So,
okay.
No worries. We'll be back in February 1st. Sadie asks, have you done therapy before you started it recently? What do you like most about it? I had never done therapy before. I got a bachelor's degree in psychology And I feel that learning that was a type of therapy because it made me understand things more. But I just like having an unbiased person to talk to and then them having more of a logical response.
As opposed to an emotional response.
Yeah. Like if something bad happens, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Like they'll show sympathy, but then they like, if you did wrong, she won't ever necessarily flat out be like, that was wrong of you. She'll be like, well, why didn't you take more of this approach with it? Which is more the healthier approach, whatever. But I just like having someone who's not just going to hype me up. Cause you know, I'll be like, this person was a butthead. And my friend will be like, yeah, that person's a butthead. And it's really like, I was the butthead. Like, but my friend isn't going to tell me that just cause they're more emotionally invested in me. So like, if obviously I murdered someone, my friend would be like, that's murder. It's just like petty little fights, you know? It's nice to have an unbiased person. And I could look at things more rationally and understand why people do things. Mom, are you going to start therapy?
No, why? I have you.
No, see? My therapist says I need to stop trying to be other people's therapist.
You're good at it, though.
I know, but I'm taking on too much of other people's emotional baggage.
Yep.
So yep. I'll get you therapy for Christmas.
Oh, Snoop joined us.
Hi, baby.
That's her dog.
My dog. Okay. Sierra says, name three positive things that have happened to/for you this year. Mom?
This year, think positive things. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's been so many.
Mine are all before COVID happened.
Oh, were they? Oh, we did go to Hawaii. That was fun.
And Disney World.
We did.
And I discovered TikTok. Those are my three things.
Aww. Mine are more relationshipinal. Is that a word?
Relationshipinal.
Relationshipinal.
What are they?
Have to do with my relationship with my sister. Mm-hmm. And I think with all my kids, it's deepened over this COVID thing.
Yeah.
So there's pearls. Good things can come out of little ugly things. Yes. So, yeah.
One more.
Oh, I have a squirrel. Don't choke. I'm not there to help you.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, there's been a bunch of positive things.
There's a lot of things.
There's been a lot of things. Like starting therapy, that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, if you focus on the negative, obviously it's going to look negative, but for me, I have there's been good things. I bought a kitchen table.
Yes. Did it come yet?
It comes Friday.
Oh, okay.
Everyone mark it on your calendars. Kitchen table. Very excited.
I will text you Friday.
I will send you a picture of it.
Okay. Thank you. Then I don't have,
but I don't know what time it's getting delivered. So I might take a couple hours to respond.
Okay.
Okay.
I can wait.
All right. And last question. Marjorie says, I don't know how to Marjorie. Says, what worst time/ most inappropriate time y'all broke out in laughter? There are too many to choose from.
Yeah.
I use laughter as a coping mechanism. So
a lot of people do.
Yeah. If I'm uncomfortable, if I'm scared, if I'm angry, like listening to me rant about when I'm furious, you will end up laughing at my rants because I keep laughing in the middle of it and then making jokes because I'm laughing. But one time comes to mind. I was on a grand old missions trip. And they took us to Mexico. So like Mexico needs us. They didn't need us. And we did nothing there. It was stupid. But during that time, for some reason, my group went on a drive at night and we got lost and pulled over by the Mexican military. And they had giant machine guns and had opened all our car doors and were pointing guns at us. And
How come I never story, Rachel,
because of this reaction. And I just started laughing and everyone in my group was like, Rachel, stop.
Rachel, stop it.
And I was like, Can't help it. I'm laughing. There's a gun in my face. I'm laughing. So.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't need to take a missions trip to Mexico.
No.
Don't. I laughed and out of fear. So that was that.
We'll discuss this later.
There's nothing more to discuss. That was it. And we had.
Well, how long did they keep you detained?
We wasn't detained. They were just pointing guns at us. They were looking about like 2 minutes. And
that's
we had
a lot minutes.
Yeah, we had an interpreter with us. So she who was, I believe she was 18. No, she was 17.
Oh, wow.
And she handled herself well. I think her name was Karen. Her and I got along really well. She was funny. Anyway, that's all the questions. And that was a beautiful little story. Little sprinkle of a story time in there for you. Just in case you were wondering. That's it. That's all I got. Mom, do you have anything?
I gave you all.
You gave us.
I gave it all to you.
You gave it all. Can you take a picture of your squirrel next time so I can post it on the All Things Internet podcast?
Oh, I've already had pictures on my phone, but yes.
Okay. Well, just send me one so I can post.
Okay.
I really hope it's blurry.
Of course they all are.
I know. All right. I love you guys so much. Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.